Back here on Downtown, and we're now joined on this Monday afternoon by Husson University football coach Gabby Price, who's now joining us on the GNM Family Market phone line. Coach, welcome back to Downtown.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about the game on Saturday, a narrow defeat to Norwich on the road. Your team made a little bit of a comeback, but just not enough to stay unbeaten in conference play.
Well, I wish this conversation was after a win, but obviously it isn't. We just didn't make enough plays. Norwich played well. We played well. We had the ball several more plays and a lot more time possession, but the key is the score. We just didn't get enough scores in the red zone, and they completed seven passes for like 26 yards. So, really, that was the whole thing. We just didn't score enough. Really, when it comes down to it, the number one goal is outscore the opponent.
And you mentioned before the contest that basically with the standings in the conference and the lack of games left after this one, just one left on the season for you, that it was basically a conference championship game. And did it have that kind of feel when you traveled on the road for that contest?
It did. Our young guys, just our players and their players, played the hard out. Certainly, talking about Hudson, our guys played the hard out. Watching the film, certainly during the game, we felt that way. But even watching after, you can actually see the amount of passion. And they just played their hard out. I can't say enough great things about our guys, how well and how tough and how hard they play in the atmosphere. It's a beautiful place up there, Division III football. It's electric. It's a brand-new stadium and field in the last few years, and certainly it's a great setting for a football game. Everything was great except the score for us, but we're very respectful that we get a chance to play in it, and certainly would love to have done better, but it wasn't from lack of effort.
Some silver linings, though. The Eagles have played extremely well, a league high in conference play and points scored, the highest point differential between the points scored and points allowed. So that's a very good thing for this team to have. And do you attribute this to the discipline you have on your squad in both facets, both the offense and defensive side of things?
Well, we have some guys back from last year, so we have a lot of experience. And our guys really love football. Certainly this one's part of that. They prepare for it. They work out. They practice very hard. And we just have some very talented players on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively.
Final game this season of the 2015 regular season. Saturday, as your team will be showcased in Bangor once again. It's a day to honor the seniors who have been playing for your program for a little while here. Final home game of the season, final home game of their career for the seniors. Can you talk about some of the outgoing men and what they've meant to the program at Husson?
Well, in general, or in specific, I think one of the great things is when they were here as freshmen, they certainly weren't doing very well and had not that many players. And then for their sophomore year, we were 5-5 last year, won a conference championship, and had a chance to win at least seven games this year. So it's a great tribute to them. Matt Archer is one of the best players, if not the best player, we've had in the offensive line at one tackle. Tyler Osborne, a 2 or 3 year starter at offensive guard. Joe Sacarici's just had a tremendous career and year for us. And on the line, defensively, Matt Pellin's been a transfer from Maine. He's played very hard and very competitive. Bryant Way's been a 4 year starter here, a linebacker. I don't want to forget anybody here. Josiah Hartley's been a 3 year captain, excuse me. This is not our report, and I wish I had them all written down. Right. But Josiah Hartley just had a tremendous career and been voted captain three different times. So just some great young men, not only as people, not only as football players, but as people. And if anybody I forgot, I apologize there, but it was just quick off my head here.
Talking with Gabby Price, Husson University football coach here on Downtown on the GNM Family Market phone line. Now, Mount Ida coming up this week into the final contest, as we mentioned. What do they bring to the table, and is there something specific about what they bring and their talents that you're going to try to at least alleviate to come out successful?
Well, it's been our largest rival. It's the last game. It's the only game they don't change the schedule. It's kind of a rotating schedule when you're playing, but we always play Mount Ida last. They have seven seniors starting on defense. It's been a very formidable defense in the past. Offensively, they're a little bit young. I think they're starting six freshmen, so it looks like mostly underclassmen on offense and mostly upperclassmen on defense. They play very hard. It's at home. It's been emotional for us, or will be emotional. Every senior day has. Sometimes we're too emotional, so we're going to have to guard against that a little bit. I don't know if you can be, but it's certainly a huge day for our players and just a great tribute for all they've done for the school and how they empowered their teammates.
Now, I don't want to look too far ahead because I know you're concentrating. I know the team's concentrating on Saturday. 6-2 record right now, should you win on Saturday, would be 7-2. Is there a chance for the Eagles to be postseason bound, whether at a large bid or a bowl game, after this Saturday?
Well, the NCAA would be out because they'd only take one from our league. But there is an ECAC bowl game, which we went to here the last time we were here and played St. John's Fisher. I would say that would be in a mix at that point, when we do win on Saturday, so we'd certainly be in consideration. That would make us 7-2. And if you look through the teams in New England, they do take 12 teams all the way in Division III from the Northeast all the way down to the Mid-Atlantic states. So I think there'd be some very strong consideration there. We have applied to go to that game, and if we're lucky to go to it, that would be a tremendous feather in the cap for our guys.
Now, Gabby, you've been coaching for a lot of years at different levels as well. How does this season for Husson University compare to some of the others that you've had in your illustrious career?
Well, our guys have been outstanding to us. They've worked very hard. They've practiced very hard. They get along with each other. It's been an outstanding year in terms of that. We have some great young men. I keep saying that word, but it's just how we feel about them. And certainly we're mature enough to know that not everything's perfect here, but boy, they've done just about everything we've asked them to do, prepare school-wise, off the field and on the field. So it's been a great treat to coach them, to be around them, to be a small part of the successes that they've had individually and collectively as a team. So in that respect, it's just been great.
Eagle, a lot of fun. The Eagles have had a great season so far, as you mentioned many times, Gabby. Great men, too. So go out there and support. I hope a lot of people do at noon on Saturday for Senior Day against Mount Ida. Gabby, thanks very much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck on Saturday.
We appreciate all you do for us and for sports in general. So thank you very, very much. Thank you.